Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That with Ron Say and Mike Gary, and our usual suspect, Corey Marino, is with us. He's got a lot of baseball statistics to talk about today. We have a ton of things to talk about. We got the football draft. We got the NBA playoffs. We got the beginning of the baseball season. And we are not a typical sports talk show. We talk about, I guess, the things that we like to talk about the most. But we do have to speak a little bit to the hockey and the Washington Capitals and Alexander Ovechkin's breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time scoring record, a record that I did not think that I would see broken.
Yeah, no one did.
And did it with style, and he's been playing well in the playoffs as well. I think they won their first round matchup, so they will be moving on. And kudos to the Kings as well, who are still alive in their series. And by the time you hear it, we will know more about that. But congratulations to Alexander Ovechkin. What an incredible record.
Yeah, 897 goals scored, 20 years in the league. But just to put things in perspective, though, with Wayne Gretzky, why they call him the great one. You know, in hockey, you get goals are 1 point, assists are 1 point. And Wayne Gretzky still has 2,857 points total. That's goals and assists. The next highest on that list is Ray Bourque, 1,500. So he's 1,300 points above the person in second place.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the incredible thing about these statistics. You know, Gretzky was like the triple-double guy, if you will, in basketball. He could do everything. And I do believe his overall record for most points scored will stand. But, you know, in my lifetime, we saw Wilt Chamberlain's record broken by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And then LeBron, we saw in baseball Babe Ruth's home run record broken twice by Aaron and Bonds. There's two statistics in baseball, I think, that you could pretty much say they're going to last, which is Ricky Henderson's stolen base record, Nolan Ryan's strikeouts. I think those are safe.
What about Ted Williams, 406 for a season?
Well, that too. But I think that the fact that you have to play so many years to accumulate what they did in one season, somebody may be able to do it. But right now, I would like to think that those are sacred numbers. But anyway, we've got a lot to talk about, much to do about sports, plenty to go over. And we'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this message.
It's time for the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger of BFF Financial. Here's Brad.
Hey, Ron. How's it going?
Hi, Brad. What's up with you these days?
You know, I'm all right. I'm doing better than the Dodger pitchers, apparently. Some of them are on the DL again?
Yeah, they've had pretty consistent issue with arms here in the last few years. Not really something that they've been able to pinpoint, but yeah, there's another starter that's down that makes two currently on the IL. So yeah, and not a good situation.
Two of five starters, two of six?
Well, the Dodgers have a number of arms they can supplement, but the idea that you have these consistent arm problems are damaging.
Right. So, but the Dodgers don't feel it's a problem because they've got enough people to step in behind their current starting pitchers?
I think they consider it to be a problem because they like to identify the problem, but I don't know if they have really an answer other than they have a number of available arms.
And our star superstar, big hitter, he's not pitching this year, is he?
He has been taking, as far as I know, his bullpen sessions, and I think that they claim that he's coming along pretty good, but I don't know if they're going to be in a need to rush him with the fact that they are, you know, sitting atop of the NL West currently, being chased by, you know, a few teams, the most competitive division in baseball. But yeah, I think that, you know, if he continues to make progress, they'll possibly see him down the road at some point.
This year. Wow. Cool. Yeah. Well, the interesting thing in baseball, which is not like everyday life in baseball, when some of these pitchers, they get injured, they got people coming in behind them, right? I mean, even if they had to bring people up from the minors, they got somebody that'll pitch. There's always going to be a starting pitcher at a game, right? There's never going to be a guy that they're never going to throw the second baseman in.
Well, unless you're in a game that's you're down by 10 right. points, 10 runs in the ninth inning. Yeah.
Right. There might be that situation, but that's few and far between. Or maybe into the 20th or 30th inning, you know, or something like that. Well, unlike in real life, basically the your listeners have to understand that one of the most important things that they cover themselves for is short-term and long-term disability. Did you know it's actually more likely that somebody will be disabled than die? No joke. It's statistically speaking, younger workers have a much higher probability of being disabled during their career than dying, because people just don't die that early. Anyway, if you have long-term disability or short-term disability available at your work, look into it. If you don't, look into getting it yourself.
All right. Those are the wise words of Brad Kreger. Thanks, Brad, for your comments today.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we're back after the break, and I'd like to say thanks to our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. Okay, it's time to start with the NFL draft.
Yeah, very interesting. Five rounds. You televised. I believe the sixth one was on radio. You know, the NFL draft, the draft in the NFL is super important. There's so much talent to go around, so many roster spots to be filled. Of course, the number one pick, Tennessee Titans, picked quarterback Cam Ward. But another quarterback that got a lot of press was Mr. Shakur Sanders, who finally went in the fifth round, I believe, like 148 total or something like that. Corey would know this.
144,
and he went to the Cleveland Browns. And so I want to get your thoughts on that. I thought it was kind of, it's always sad when you have, at least for me personally, when you're watching somebody sitting in their living room with their whole family around, they got, you know, the catering set up and they're waiting for that phone call, and that phone call does not come. Mr. Sanders, there's a lot of hullabaloo about how he perhaps sandbagged certain interviews because he didn't want to go to certain teams. Of course, you have the distraction factor with Dion and him. What were your thoughts about that, fellas? Ron?
Well, I was a little disappointed that there was so much hype to one person. And Mel Kiper and the circus, you know, continued to go around the board for at least 2 days. And I thought that it should have been more focused on Cam Ward. Cam Ward, and I proudly say this, went to Washington State 2 years ago, was the quarterback there. Then he transferred out because of the Nils and the portal transfer and went to Miami. Had a great year there. He is a pro-style quarterback. He's a big kid. Great year that he had. Everybody had projected him to be the number one pick. But past the number one pick, all the other hype went to Sanders.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really unfair.
I did too, especially for his Colorado Buffalo's teammate, Travis Hunter,
right,
who, you know, is one of the, you know, most dynamic players we've seen. And ironically enough, one of the first great potential two-way players since Deion Sanders. And he went too. And, you know, Jacksonville actually traded up to get number two. What did you think about the whole Sanders thing, Corey?
Well, a couple things, actually. So definitely taking away from the stars is very unfortunate. But the second, the third round, the fourth round, the fifth round, these other players that aren't stars, that didn't get recognition throughout their whole college careers as well, their only little recognition was to get called on national television saying the Rams picked me at pick 125. But with each pick, Mel Kiper lost his mind. And so these guys never even got their recognition. The third rounder who's supposed to be, they go, oh, this quarterback got drafted in the third round. Yeah. And they were like, the first thing, oh, congratulations to that guy. He was a pretty good player. But how was it not Shadur? Like, he got two sentences out of his whole career.
Is that because that he was on a television show, or do you think he really believes that?
Mel Kiper? I think both. I think he also doesn't want to look like an idiot. And when you have someone as a first or a top three pick, and he goes in the fifth round, and your whole thing is evaluating the NFL draft, you kind of look dumb too.
Well, I mean, he is the ESPN, you know, analyzer, and he had center stage. You know, he was one of the four guys up there, and the fact that he was, you know, so adamant about, you know, his feelings towards it, it became kind of, I don't know, overboard for me. He was defending himself, and I remember one of the general managers well before the draft saying, I'm not interested in who Mel Kiper thinks we should draft, okay? It's not going to depend on what he thinks. We're going to do what we need to do, and I think that is key. You know, some teams pick the best available player. Some teams pick the best available position player that they need to fill that void, whether it's offense or defense. They have a pretty good understanding of what they do. And I just felt that it got to be a point where he's defending something that he may not necessarily need to do. And plus, with all the reports that started to come in, you know, I mean, this was not a good day for the Sanders family in any respect. They had influence. They told you that, hey, if you're not going to draft him, you know, don't worry about it.
They pulled the Eli Manning. They yeah. said, you know, if you draft, we'll just walk.
And so what do you expect when that happens? There's going to be people that are going to feed off of that saying, this guy's not a good clubhouse guy. And I got to tell you, in baseball, way back when, they used to do their homework on who are we getting here as an individual, not just the player. Is this guy going to be somebody that's going to fight for his spot? Is he going to be a person that rolls over? They want to know who they're getting so that they can trust the money and their investments that they're putting into you. And it didn't come out very well for him.
Well, speaking of money invested, let's look at this real fast. The Cleveland Browns, their quarterback depth chart. Deshaun Watson coming off an Achilles injury as well as multiple civil lawsuits. Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. Who's good, but a little bit long in the tooth. And now Shadur Sanders. I mean, do we expect to see Shadur Sanders actually take some snaps this year?
Well, you're also forgetting they traded for Kenny Pickett before the draft from the Eagles, and they drafted a quarterback in the third, two rounds before Gabriel from the Ducks. So there's five quarterbacks in there that can actually play a little bit.
And you know what? I feel kind of bad for Dylan Gabriel. You know, he was the number one quarterback he won more football games than anybody else. I think he broke Bo Nix's record.
I think so.
So he's been around. He's got a lot of experience. And he guided the number one Ducks all the way to the number one spot through the playoffs until they lost to Ohio State in that one game. Let's not forget him. You know, he is not the prototypical, you know, quarterback either. But there are a lot of small quarterbacks who, because of these designs – with offense that completes 65% of their passes, because you know that Sanders played in a system that did a lot of that too. You know, half his passes, I think, were from behind the line of scrimmage to keep up the completion rate. So there's a lot to be said. Plus, there's a lot of people who said that, you know, he didn't play in a real pro-style offense, that, you know, how are we going to know? So, you know, the bottom line is he's going to get a chance to prove himself. And wash away all this stuff, and we'll see how it pans out.
All right, let's check in with our local teams draft-wise here. The Rams traded down. They had the 26th pick. They traded down to the Falcons, exchanged for number 46 and number 242. And their first pick in the second round, they got Terrence Ferguson, a tight end of Oregon. He's a big-bodied tight end and expected to compete with Tyler Higbee. Also, at number 90 in the third round, they picked up Josiah Stewart, an edge rusher from Michigan. Do we like what the Rams did?
I'm okay with it. You know, the Rams are coming off, you know, a year of which, for the second year in a row, they played great down the stretch, right? Their back end of both seasons was a high caliber. And so I think, you know, next year, you know, they all they needed to do, I think, was just touch up some spots they needed to fill. But I don't know if they needed a complete overhaul like some of these other teams did.
Yeah, so with their defense, they had one of the youngest defenses last year. Their whole defensive line is like under the age of 24. They do need a little corner help, which they probably it didn't fall for him in the draft. I do like Terrence Ferguson from Oregon. That's what Dylan Gabriel had a lot of success because he had sure hands and he was always wide open over the middle.
And he's a blocker, you know he can do both things as a tight end.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a complete product. And I think you have to look at as when these McVay draft picks, these when you get drafted at an offensive position, he sees something in you. You got Kyren and you have Puka Nacua coming out of the drafts lately and people think he reaches, but he knows what he wants, and he goes out and gets it.
All right, real fast, we'll talk more about this after the break, but let's check in with our Chargers, their local team. First-round pick, and this is rare. They selected a running back from North Carolina, Omarion Hampton.
I like him.
Yeah?
I like him a lot. I think that will give him, you know, for the last 2 years, he's been one of the best running backs in the country, and I think that will give them a great backup in the running game. And if we're closing out this segment, I just want to say that my 49ers got one of the worst ratings for the draft in all of them. So
I want to talk more about that because they went all defense, which I think is interesting. But this Chargers pick with the running back, you know, running backs average lifespan in the league.
Only
three to 5 years. Let's talk more about this after the break. Then we get into the NBA and, of course, into the Major League Baseball. Once again, thank you so much. We're talking to the legend, Ron Say, champion of World Series. Also, make sure to check out Melissa's produce. Some fantastic Mother's Day gifts, you guys. So make sure to shop for your mom. You don't want to disappoint her. We'll be right back. We'll see about that.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. And we have returned. We'll see about that. We're going to just touch up with the last end of that conversation with the NFL draft with the 49ers, Corey.
The 49ers, they went all defense because I think the offense, they think they're stacked. They have Juwan Jennings and they have coming off the ACL, and they just signed Kittle to another extension. So I think they were pretty set on offense. So they just loaded up on defense. And I think that's why they just didn't get a great draft grade. There's no flashy players here. They have a bunch of young, really good, solid players, but no one, if you didn't watch all of college football, like no standout names.
Well, I kind of have to stand by the results of what happened. So I'm not exactly overwhelmed with what I see coming into this next year. All right, let's move on to the NBA playoffs. Mike, go ahead.
Sad days here. Of course, it was analogous to some of the experiences we've had in the past 18 months, where you have a surge of adrenaline, thinking that you might be able to you have the Luka trade. The Lakers turned it on. I believe they were a 660 winning percentage after that trade. They cruised into the playoffs with a great record with the third seed, really closing out the season strong, and they got dog-walked by the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert. I think that there's going to be a lot of tumult about J.J. Redick's decisions, especially when it comes to the way that he managed the minutes of his starters in Game 4. His five starters played the entire second half. And those starters included 40-year-old LeBron James. From the eye test, I think Luka Doncic, Nika Harrison might be smiling today a little bit because he is a defensive liability. For that trade, they gave up their one rim protector, Anthony Davis. And I believe there's only one player on the Los Angeles Lakers taller than 6'8", who averages about 11 minutes per game. Hats off to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think Anthony Edwards has really proven himself to be a top five star in this league. But it was a dominant performance. And I think that the Lakers, of course, all the Lakers fans, because all we do is, talk about what superstar free agents we're going to get in the offseason, be it Kyrie Irving or be it Giannis Antetokounmpo. I really think that they need to draft effectively, maybe trade for some picks where you can get a nice swing guy that's not going to cost you a ton of money, that can guard four or five positions, that's not going to need a max contract in 5 years.
Well, I agree with you. I was concerned as well when you look at the Laker roster, not having a big man who plays 8-9 minutes a game, starts the game, then disappears. There's nobody there to protect the rim. And, of course, you had a few big people on Minnesota, and in particular Gobert, who dominated this last game. I mean, 24 points, 27 rebounds. Anthony Edwards had 43 points, I think, the game before that. They manhandled the Lakers. I did not like the fact that Luka had to somehow be in control of the ball as much as he was. He got double teamed a lot, threw the ball away a lot, took a lot of tough shots. There was too much of a demand on him. The whining and moaning about this really kind of wore wrong on me too. Every time he took a shot, he was looking for a foul. Every time that he was called for a foul, it was questionable. And you saw the way that they lost the third game. Down the stretch, LeBron throws the ball in. They're down a point with 15 seconds or so left. There's a foul made. They don't think it's a foul, but when you look at the replay, you got him completely across the arm.
Yeah, right in the arm.
The wrist. And LeBron is a lot like Luka. When he feels like he didn't commit a foul, he complains. He did not complain.
Yeah.
He sat on a bench and saw the replay and just kind of shook his head a little bit, saying, yeah, this is – And then, of course, it comes down to that last three-point shot. They double-team Luka. He feeds it to LeBron. LeBron gives up the shot, passes it to Reeves, game over.
Yeah, Reeves had a really, really tough season, a series that is. He had a great season, but a tough series, and that's what they really needed is a third, a third scoring option. And like you said, Ron, it's just so frustrating to watch Luka bring the ball up, go to the right wing, pound the ball for about 15 seconds on the shot clock, and then shoot a contested shot. Then maybe if he drives to the basket, he feels he gets fouled. He actually gets stripped, and he complains, and it's a 5-on-4 on the way back. And if I was, if I was Luka's teammate, I'd be very upset because not only is he not passing me the ball to give me my shots, but he's not helping me on defense.
Well, you get killed in transition when these guys bitch and moan about their calls. You know, they get left behind, and they're yelling at the referees. And before you know it, these other guys are down the court scoring 2 points on you. And that you can't do that. You got to hustle back. You got to get back. And you're right. After a while, it gets to be old news. Yeah. And there was a question I think during the game with the analyst saying, do you think that JJ Redick trusts his bench? Well, of course not.
No,
of course not. How can he when you got to play your five starters the whole second half?
Yeah.
And then, and you're called on it, right? And then he walks out of the interview.
He walked out of the media. Yeah, he walked out. You can't do that.
No, and it's just it didn't bode well for the whole thing. And obviously there was, lots of things that were going wrong. They weren't expected to go out, that easily. They got steamrolled. And they had nobody in game five to defend Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
All they did was lob the ball over the top, go to the basket, we'll get it to you. 24 rebounds, he was very dominant. The key to that game was his dominance, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just it's unfortunate how it ended just the way, but as it's just the Laker fan is always just – ready to react at every little thing. I didn't like that JJ Redick walked out of when he got asked that question, but he's also a first year coach and he's also very young in general compared to all the other coaches. Yeah. And so he made mistakes and we'll see if he can, the whole playing your starters the whole second half, especially when you got LeBron at 40 and Luka's banged up. It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I just want to interject here. We talk about, obviously the bench, what happened to their number one pick? Halfway through the season, I thought he was playing pretty well. Connect.
Yeah.
And he doesn't play a minute in the playoffs.
Yeah, they tried when that trade fell through and they didn't get that center from Charlotte. After that, he was completely out of the rotation. I think he only went in once when LeBron and Luka were out.
So what does that say about your draft, then?
I think actually it says more about the coach, that he just doesn't trust him. And I think that J.J. Redick knows that coaching for the Lakers, we've fired 5 coaches over the past 7 years. And so I think that he's in a win-now mentality at all costs, and he's coaching for his job, even though I don't think he really needs to have to. Let's move on real fast, because we're running out of time here in this segment. Let's talk about the other local team, the L.A. Clippers. And the Denver Nuggets. This has been actually a very, very competitive, fun series, especially for the new Intuit Dome. Great atmosphere there. As we're taping right now, the Clippers are up 3-2. Things might be changed by the time you guys hear this, but I really think that the Clippers look pretty good, and I'm insane that I'm saying this right now, that James Harden seems to really found his game.
I think from where I sit, I think the person that has really played well for me is Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah,
I think he's made some really tough shots. He is an under control guy. He doesn't bitch and moan about stuff. He just goes and does his stuff, which I like about that because there's really kind of no distraction there. But I think Denver is a lot to handle. Jokic got a triple double the other night and only scored 13 points because Murray went off with 43, and their bigs have played, their forwards have played well, and everything runs through Jokic. They're going to be tough to beat. I think they're kind of coming into their own, but the series has been great. They've been down to the wire. Harden, he's been a great player, but he's been double teamed a lot. He's made a lot of errors, turns the ball over a lot. But this is a wild, crazy series. And of course, that the 2 games ago, that shot that Jokic put up that went into dunk at the very last. First time in NBA history a game's been decided by that slam dunk and with literally a tenth of a second.
Yes, it's amazing. All right, we're running out of time in this segment. Let's talk about just two more series here. I want to talk about the Thunder. The Thunder with SGA and just a bunch of great role players, they completely dominated the Memphis Grizzlies. Game one, they won by 51 points. They looked really good. What was really shocking to me, fellas, though, was this Cavaliers team. I knew they were good. I didn't know they were this good.
Yeah.
The Cavaliers in the game four beat the Miami Heat with, you know, all Heat culture and Spoelstra and Pat Riley and all that. They were up 61 at one point.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? What are your picks right now for the finals?
Well, I have said throughout that I believe Cleveland and Oklahoma City are the cream of the crop. I put Boston because they are the champions and they're playing well. Right below that, I think those are the three picks. I don't see anybody beating them. I just don't. The Cleveland has it just comes at you in waves. And Oklahoma City has the leading scorer in the NBA, and they also have two big guys that are going to help you with the rim. They're very formidable. I just don't know if there's anybody else that can give you what they've got.
Corey, you're a degenerate gambler on staff. Who are you picking for the finals?
So I have the Nuggets. So it'd be the Nuggets against OKC, and then I have
Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, No, that'd be the next round. So I'm trying to debate if I think the Nuggets are going to beat OKC in the second round.
Uh-huh.
And I think they do. I think OKC gets upset, and then I think the Nuggets go against. I actually think, and it's not being a homer, but you want to lose the way Minnesota's playing right now. I think Minnesota might make it, and I think the Cavs take care of the Celtics because Celtics have a little injury bug with Tatum and Brown.
Well, real fast before we hit this break, Ron, you talked about the Lakers draft pick. When you talk about Minnesota, Julius Randle was a real asset for Minnesota, and the Lakers let them go just like they've let a lot of other first picks go. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back right after the break. Stay with us.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Count on Kohl's for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the champion MVP and legend Ron Say. I'm Mike Gary, joined with Corey Marino as well. And this week in Dodger history, I picked this one out for you, Ron. 1966, in a 6-1 victory over the Dodgers at Candlestick Park, Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, becomes the all-time National League home run hitter at the time when he hit his 512th career home run off LA starter Claude Austin. The San Francisco center fielder passes another giant, breaking the mark established by Mel Ott in 1946.
Well, I was a senior in high school when my man did that, and I was getting ready to either start my career or go to take my college scholarship. So, yeah, big day for Willie and me as well. We're gonna switch on over now after we left a lot on the table with obviously the draft and the NBA playoffs, but time to switch over here and talk about Major League Baseball. So Corey, go ahead and get us started.
Yeah, so Major League Baseball, we're in the beautiful month of May, and that means April's done, and April's a great month for what we saw from Aaron Judge, but it doesn't even rival one of the greatest months of April, the greatest month of April almost, and one of the great and the greatest month in Dodger history, performed by our very own Ron Say. He, in 1977, during that month, he led the MLB with a then MLB record of 29 RBIs. He was batting .425 and hit 9 home runs as he was leading the Dodgers to a 17-3 start. And he was named a National League Player of the Month. And it was just everybody's fawning over Aaron Judge because, I mean, Aaron Judge is amazing. He's had 140 plate appearances in April, .427, which is only .002 over what Ron Say had. He had 10 home runs, one over Ron Say, and he had 32 RBIs, which is only 3 over Ron Say. And then when you came in today, these stats, he did beat you by maybe one or two each here and there, but the thing that you told me is I couldn't find the plate appearances. So you saying it was ten or fewer games?
Oh, we only played 20 games. Yeah, I did. I drove in 29 runs in 20 games.
How was that possible? 29 RBIs in 20 games?
Yeah, I was. That's why it's a major league record, and you know, and that's why it was classified by Baseball Register as the greatest month in Dodger history. Period. If you continue with the other 10 games that Aaron Judge played or in the neighborhood of, then that's a 44 RBI month with about 14 home runs. And it was by far the greatest month that I ever had. And very proud of it.
Well, was there any different for that 77 season? Was spring training, were you on fire that year? Did you have any preparation? Did you tweak a stance? Did you do anything?
No, not – the only thing that you do in spring training really is you try to, you know, prepare. You want to start off the season, on a high note. You want to get off to a good start as a team, as a player, whatever, establish. And we did. We were 6 games up already after 20 games. By the end of May, we had already pretty much clinched the divisional title, you know, and then it was like, can I hurry up and wait for the playoffs? But and there was a good and bad to that. We all I wanted to do was be in the neighborhood the last week of spring training and saying, am I ready? Am I close? And I felt like most of the time I was ready. So then, you know, I didn't want to hit too many home runs, do too many things. I just wanted to, you know, have the, because it doesn't matter. All you're trying to do, it's a timing process. And so I just felt that, you know, we were ready to play. I was ready to play. We got off to a great start. We had quite a bit of distance in games between us by the end of the first 2 months. So we were pretty relaxed and playing well. Of course, in order for me to have that kind of month, we had, you know, had to have all kinds of players in front of me and behind me that were playing awfully well too.
Yeah, it's an amazing, and that's an amazing month, and it's just crazy that people are so wowed by Aaron Judge, and not to say nothing, he is doing amazing things. Prior to 2025, no AL player has ever collected 50 hits before May. No AL player has ever reached 70 times through hits, base on balls, and hit by pitches before May, and no AL player has had 85 total bases before May, and Aaron Judge did all three this May.
Is it the torpedo bat? Is that what we're talking about here? He does not use the torpedo bat.
He does not use it. He was one of the ones that he said, they asked him after that big explosion in the first couple weeks, they asked him and he said, I think I'm pretty good with the bat I've been using.
Yeah, I would say so too. If it's been working this well, I mean, look, he's hit 50 home runs a few times already now. And I think there was a stat that caught my eye here this last week too, where it said that the first 1,000 games, the comparison between Judge and Ruth, that guy, Babe Ruth, they both hit the same number of home runs in their first 1,000 games. So I would say, yeah, I don't think there's any reason to change bats. You're doing just fine without it. And he's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, definite Hall of Famer for sure. I mean, just to defend the Babe, though. I mean, I think the Babe was hitting around 345. You know, he is getting a lot of hits, but is Aaron Judge hitting more than 300?
He's hitting 427.
Oh, right now. Right now. Oh, well, okay. Yeah. I've been hoisting my own petard. Babe.
Well, Babe Ruth's all-time home. I think.
That's also just for this month. I don't know right. What he's is.
Babe Ruth's lifetime batting average is 342. It was the same as Lou Gehrig, and that puts you in the top 10. You know, Ted Williams, I think, was at 344. And, of course, the all-time leader was Ty Cobb with 366.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see 366 anytime in the future. So what are you guys thinking about the season so far? I mean, any surprises? I mean, I think that we're seeing some historically bad teams. The Rockies, for example, narrowly avoided having the worst start in history. They were 4-25 after an 8-2
loss. Does it really matter? I mean, does it really matter whether it was the worst start or one game?
Or one game off.
Their season after 1 month is over with.
Yeah.
It's over. There's nothing to come to play for. There's too many teams to jump. You've won five games? Five games. Times six. 6 months.
Ugh.
Are you going to win 30 games?
And I remember you telling me, you know, about being on a bad team like that, you know, you get pretty irritable.
Food doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
Bus rides are too long. Yeah. Where's the airplane?
The seat's
Where's
uncomfortable.
My luggage? None of it. And can you imagine, you know, month after month after month of coming to the clubhouse, you know, getting beat 8-1, 7-0, 15-3, you know, you're on the field too long. Your concentration level, the irritability that you have coming in, you know, it's like some days they're going to walk in there and say, I don't even know why I'm playing today, you know, I have no desire to play. You know, it just becomes a real negative clubhouse. It's very hard to have guys even having any kind of fun whatsoever. It's going to be a tough year.
Kenny Smith had a funny story, different sport, but same story. When whenever he was on a really, really bad team, like, you know, a 15-win team in the NBA, his accountant would always call because he was spending way more money when he was on a bad team than on a good team just to make himself feel better.
Well, yeah, it's the crazy thing, like you said, the a month in, they're already out of – they're 15.5 games behind the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's more than half of the days in the month.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you know, like I said, it's done. So – the organization knows that. The players know that. Do you start rebuilding at this point in time? Do you? What your fans are not going to be coming to the ballpark.
No,
they're not. You know, and so what do you do? I mean, where do you pull the plug? When now do you say, I got to get rid of this excess? I've got to start letting our minor leaguers come in here. Some kids that may not be ready. Do we start finding out who we're going to play next year already? I think it's a tough dilemma. I really do. And it's not one that I would ever want to see anybody who plays this game have to go through, because it is absolutely miserable.
Well, and it's not even that, too. It's they're not even close to the rest of the division. The rest of the division leads, like, the majors in wins. You have the Dodgers, the right. Padres, the Giants, and then sometimes, I mean, Arizona's on and off right now. But right. everybody else in your division is right. in the top 10 to 15 of the league, and they're ready, and you're not close.
You're right. They have four teams that are playing really well, and three of those teams very possibly could be in the playoffs from one division. But it's
a tough road to hold. Yeah. Let's talk about more. You know, let's talk about our
New
home
York Mets.
That's New York Mets.
Best record in baseball.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Surprising?
Well, a little bit, but it kind of sets the tone for, you know, where they were last year. You know, losing to the Dodgers in the playoffs, and they got Soto, who hasn't even remotely come close to, you know, performing to the level of which he's being paid. And you expect that to come up. You have Pete Alonso, who is having a really good year, a really good start. Their shortstop is playing well, leading off. You know, they've got a lot of contributors. Pitching's been good, obviously. But, I would say the New York Mets are letting it be known that they're going to be a real contender.
In the Central, we have another one of your former teams, yeah. Chicago Cubs.
I like them too. You know, they are holding their own. They are doing very well. You know, the Reds are playing pretty well right now. You look at
Padres look pretty good too.
Look at the Giants. I think the Giants are more of a surprise right now than the Padres. I expected the Padres to be right there. But the Giants, I saw a game. They won two games at home this last week. Both of them were walk-offs in the ninth inning. And the second one of the two walk-off games was the last game of the three-game series. Tie game in the ninth inning. Guy hits a dribbler up the third baseline. Pitcher comes off the mound, makes a really nice a play on a very difficult play to make. And then he wheels and throws to first base. He throws the ball into the right field corner. Okay? The runner goes down to second base, and now nobody's getting to the ball. So now he decides to go to third. So the relay throw comes in. It gets by the third baseman. The guy scores. It's a little league
walk-off.
And, you know, it's just like, you know, things are going pretty well for the Giants right now. And, you know, they have good pitching too. But they have a scrappy bunch of guys. They don't have real superstars on their team. They're scrappy. And you know what? They remind me a little bit, you know, like Cleveland. You know, a lot of guys who are really kind of teaming together, and they're making the most of it right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun season. Dodgers, of course, you know, first place here, best team in baseball right now by winning percentage. But what I really like to see, though, fellas, in the AL East right now, we got the Yankees 1 and the Sox 2, which always makes a fun.
Yeah, and you know what? The other teams are kind of hanging in there, too. You know, there's not a lot of distance between it, but it looks and Detroit in the Central. Yeah.
Stick around, you guys. We'll see about that right after this. Stay with us.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
And we are back. We'll see about that. Ron Say. I'm Mike Gary. Corey Marino. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available wherever you find your books, and also on Ron's website, theronsayshow.com. And Instagram, Ron?
We are at Instagram at the official Ron Say, and also for special requests, you can reach out to me on Cameo. And I do have some paperback books now that are going to be available pretty soon on the website, so take a look at that as well. It's a very interesting time of the year. You always have sports crossing over, so you have the beginning of one ending with the closeout of the season. You know, the NBA is here. Actually, it's really exciting. This is the time that I start paying attention, and I have enjoyed watching these games. They're all down to the wire. The New York Knicks and the Detroit. You know, how about that game that the guy gets fouled in the 3-point line with 1 second to go, and the guy doesn't call the foul, and he ends up saying, "Hey, we missed the call." And it was a 1-point game, and probably the switch if Detroit wins that game, they're the one who's one game up.
Well, let's just talk briefly about those 2-minute reports that these NBA, the league puts out. They're like, yeah, in the last 2 minutes, we messed this call up. Would you even want to know that? It's not like they're going to take back the loss. I mean,
it hurts.
It does. I mean, it's insult to industry. But like you said about, you know, the best time in sports, like starting in March, you got March Madness. Yeah. Then you got the Masters. Then you got, you know, the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs. You got baseball really started to heat up. Before we step away, we'd be remiss not to talk about this last story because every other news outlet in the world has talked about this. Let's talk about Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Bill Belichick, of course, sat down with an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, and his girlfriend Jordan was standing in the wings and was pretty much, you know, playing him like a puppet, like a minaret.
Oh.
I don't necessarily think it's, I mean, you know, no disrespect, but I mean, he's 74. She's 24.
24?
Yeah, she's an Instagram model. God. Bill Belichick, what are you doing, man?
I didn't see the interview.
Like I said, they asked about his relationship, which they said before or after that they didn't want to get into it. And he looks over and gives her a look, and she looks at the interviewer and says, "We're not talking about that," in a very stern and loud tone. And then I guess later in the interview, she like walked out and was hoping Bill would follow. So it seems like she's being like a handler. Kind
of. Well, all right. Ron, get us out of here.
Oh, well, you know, hey, listen, good luck, Bill. That's all I got to say. Good luck with that. Oh, man, that's a lot to talk about. Hey, it's been a lot of fun today. I had a good time reminiscing about all these things. And next week we're going to have Terry Fuzzy Johnson, the Flamingos, back. Excited about having him on, and I hope you'll join us. So have a great weekend, and all you sports fans, have a great weekend. Home your teams win.